Fishermen should have been setting their gear on Sunday morning for the opening of Kodiak's biggest tanner crab fishery in decades. But the boat harbor was almost full. Dozens of vessels were stacked high with empty crab pots. At the coffee shop downtown right near the docks, fishermen lined up for free coffee instead. Frank Miles owns the fishing vessel Sumner Strait and has fished commercially for nearly 50 years. His first tanner season around Kodiak was in the early 80s when he chopped bait for a local boat.
I've parlayed it into a very good livelihood. I've raised three kids in this town on the back of fishing income, and it's been a beautiful thing.
Miles normally fishes pot cod and long lines for halibut and black cod. He also tenders salmon. He sat out the beginning of this cod season so he could go out for tanners instead. He didn't think prices would be quite as high as last year's record of more than $8 per pound.
But I never in my wildest dreams thought we were going to get offered $2.50. It really is a slap in the face.
That's how much all of Kodiak's processors offered ahead of the scheduled opener for the tanner crab fishery. Miles says he understands that processors' expenses have gone up, but so have his. Fuel and bait costs have increased, it's more expensive to replace or repair crab pots, and he's losing money staying tied up. Kodiak's entire fleet sat out the season opener on Sunday, and they aren't planning on fishing anytime soon. That includes fishermen in Shignik and the South Peninsula.
Nobody's pulling any pots, as far as we know.
Kevin Abina is the secretary and treasurer for the Kodiak Crab Alliance Cooperative, which represents about 120 permit holders in the fishery. He says they're still negotiating with the canneries in town, but so far the best offers are coming from processors out the Aleutian chain.
We are actively finding tenders right now and working with the processors out west to formulate a plan to move all this crab out west.
As of Monday, that decision wasn't final, but it's a serious option. Canneries to the west are currently offering close to $4 per pound for Bering Sea tanners, but Kodiak tanner crabs are about an inch bigger. That's another sticking point for local fishermen who say the crab around Kodiak is more valuable than what's currently on the market. Abina says both the community and fishermen from other parts of the state have reached out to express their support for the stand down. At this point, he says the soonest the fleet would go fishing is Wednesday.
The amount that we stand to gain, everybody understands it is much greater than what we're losing right now for standing down for a day, a two, three, four, a week, whatever it takes.
Fisherman Frank Miles says whenever they get a fair deal, he'll be ready.
I can't wait to go fishing, man. I think everybody's ready to go. I've never seen a fleet so ready.
In the meantime, he and the others will continue to wait. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.